All right. Good morning. Fritz Bergen, Blood and Faith, Saturday morning, September 9th, 2023. I tried to set this up live as a live stream on Rumble. Apparently, I don't have the technical expertise yet to make that happen. I guess I don't have live streaming software set up on my machine, but that's coming. I promise you that's coming. I woke up this morning excited. I wake up every morning and I pray, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I worry about my kids. I worry about my church. I worry about my race. And I just want to go out there and grab them and shake them and say, wake up, dude, wake up. I listen every day to these podcasts and these good men, bright men, great men, loyal men, brave men that are willing to go against the grain, but they won't say the forbidden. They won't say the forbidden things. And it breaks my heart to get right to the edge. And they back up and they back down. And they won't say the forbidden. They'll talk about the communists. They'll talk about the woke. They'll talk about the WEF. They'll talk about the social justice warriors. They'll talk about Antifa. They'll talk about secular humanism. They'll talk about the transgender agenda. They'll even talk about, once in a while, the devil or it's satanic. But it breaks my heart. They won't go for the juggler. They won't go for the juggler. They won't say who Satan's troops are. They won't do it. Now, by way of analogy, who are God's troops? It's the preachers. It's a specific men. It's men. It's the Christians. They go out there and they're full of the Holy Ghost. And they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and change the world. When Satan wants to stop the gospel of Jesus Christ, he doesn't go after angels. He doesn't go after God. He doesn't go after the Holy Ghost. He goes after men. He goes after people. He goes after individuals. He goes after churches. He goes after physical, live, flesh and blood, human beings. Satan doesn't say, oh, we need to stop the gospel. Let's have an incantation down here in the bowels of hell. And, you know, let's, you know, do a little jig, do a little dance, sacrifice some chickens over a flame. They go out there and they find men and they destroy them. And churches and destroy them. Go read your Gospels. Go read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. When Satan comes after the church, what does he do? He sends men to go after men. He doesn't send devils to go after angels. He sends men to go after men. And he confuses men, and he deceives men, and he betrays men, and he compromises men, and he blackmails men. That's why, as men, we ought to keep ourselves clean. Because Satan doesn't care if you're dirty, doesn't care at all. But he says, you know what, I can blackmail you with shame and guilt. And he'll come and blackmail you. I mean, how many congressmen and senators do you think are blackmailed? God does not do that to you. God does not blackmail people. That's what Satan does. And he lies and he accuses and accuses and accuses and accuses. He's got powerful tools and he deceives. The Bible says he's the deceiver of the whole world. But how does he do that? He does that through men. Who are his men? Well, if the Christians and the preachers are God's men, full of the Holy Ghost, preaching the gospel as they ought to be, who are Satan's men? Well, Jesus Christ told you who they were. Do I got to read it to you? Oh, there goes Fritz again. There goes Fritz being anti-Semitic again. I'm telling you. You've overlaid the Word of God with your man-made traditions. The precepts of the elders and your man-made traditions. That's what you've done. Evangelical church, Baptist church, Protestant church, Charismatic church, Pentecostal church, Catholic church. You've overlaid the Word of God with your man-made traditions, which is exactly what the Jews did. Matthew 15. Then some of the Pharisees and the scribes. Okay, these are the leaders of the Talmud. There's the leaders of the Jews, and the scribes are the leaders of the legal system. They're your prosecutors. They're your DAs. They're your local people. They're the advocacy groups. The Pharisees and the scribes are coming up to you. They come up to Jesus, and they want to talk about hand washing. Matthew chapter 15. They want to talk about washing your hands. Why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? Right there. I can stop right there. Why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? Not why do your disciples break the Word of God. Not why do your disciples break the Ten Commandments. Not why do your disciples reject Moses or the Law and the Prophets. No, we have our traditions. We have our traditions, and why do your disciples break them? They're racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. And everything you do and think, Christian, needs to be filtered through those traditions of the elders. Everything you do, Christian, needs to be filtered through these traditions of the elders. Don't be racist. Don't be anti-Semitic. Don't be homophobic. Don't be intolerant. Don't be divisive. They come up to Jesus and say, we want to talk about hand washing, and Jesus gets up in their grill. Why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? Church, I get the same thing for you. Why do you reject the very words that come out of the mouth of Jesus Christ for these damned traditions of the elders? You literally, we say, we reject what Jesus Christ has to say. We will not believe what Jesus Christ has to say. We will not repeat what Jesus Christ said. Because we don't want to be anti-Semitic, and we don't want to be racist, and we don't want to be homophobic, we don't want to be queerphobic, we don't want to be intolerant, we don't want to be divisive. And you literally filter out the words of Jesus Christ to please these Pharisees, to please these scribes, to please these do-gooders that are nothing but hypocrites. They break the word, they reject the law of God, they reject the words of Jesus Christ for these man-made traditions. This is where the church is at. This is what the church has done. They're traitors. They're traitors to Jesus Christ. You're a traitor to Jesus Christ. You deny and denounce and reject the words of Jesus Christ because you don't want to have somebody call you anti-Semitic. You've betrayed Jesus Christ just like Judas Iscariot. And you're going to hell and you're dragging all your people into hell. And this nation's going to hell because nobody will stand up and fight the seed of the serpent. Nobody will stand up and fight the children of the devil. Nobody will stand up and say that's the synagogue of Satan. They won't do it. Jesus Christ goes right in to the fifth commandment, which is honoring your ancestors. Matthew chapter 15. And he immediately, after he says this, he goes to Matthew chapter, he goes to the fifth commandment and says you're supposed to honor your father and your mother. You honor your ancestors. And if you speak evil of your ancestors, for God said, honor your father or your mother, and whoever speaks evil of her father and mother should be put to death. And you got all these churches, all these white people go out there and they'll condemn their ancestors as racist and anti-Semitic. Jesus Christ, out of his own mouth, says, you ought to be put to death. How dare you? How dare you countermand my fifth commandment for your traditions of men? Because you're ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ and you're terrified of Satan's synagogue. You're terrified of those that are antichrist. You're terrified of the synagogue of Satan and the devil's little babies. You've joined the fraternity of Judas Iscariot. You've joined the fraternity of Judas Iscariot. You sided with the Jew. And you got 15 reasons to do it, just like the Pharisees and the scribes. Oh, I can't be racist, such as homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic like Fritz Berger. No. What would Jesus do? He would never do that. And he's looked them in the grill and he says, you call your ancestors racist and anti-Semitic, you ought to be put to death. But you won't say that. You won't say that because you're literally ashamed of what Jesus Christ said, and you're terrified of the synagogue of Satan. You're terrified of those that call themselves Jews. Because they're going to come after you. They're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks. And you're terrified. You got more fear of man than of Jesus Christ. Oh, when's God going to save us? When's God going to turn this country around? When's God going to deliver us from evil? Oh, there's the communist and the homosexual and the trannies and the social progressive and the atheist and the evolutionist. And you won't stand up for what Jesus Christ said. You won't stand up for what he said in his word. You won't say, these are my words. If they're Jesus Christ's words, they're my words. And I will say them. I will shout them from a mountaintop. You take that light and you bury it under a bushel box. You won't say what Jesus Christ said. These men, they come to you and they say, yeah. No, forget all that Jesus Christ said. You can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, and anti-Semitic, most of all. You're terrified of them. And you make up these traditions and these things that God never said. Oh, they're God's chosen people. Jesus Christ said this. John 6, 7, and 8. John 6, 7, and 8. He's talking to who? The Jews. One of these news outlets controlled by, no doubt, by the Jews. They come out and they got a little quote, and I'm saying the Jews. Well, there you go. There's another little tidbit that you can quote on me. They don't say where I get it from. It's John chapter 6. Therefore, the Jews were grumbling about him. Grumbling about who? Jesus Christ. The Jews. And he goes in and he says, nobody's seen the Father. Jesus Christ says, nobody has seen the Father. Not that anyone has seen the Father. John chapter 6, verse 48. So who did Moses talk to? Talk to Jesus Christ. Exodus 33, verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to a friend. Well, who did he talk to? If Jesus Christ just said no man has seen the Father. He's talking to Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God. He goes on. These things he said in the synagogue. And he said, what did he say in the synagogue? He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. He said those things in the synagogue. Who goes to a synagogue? Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, this is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? And Jesus turns around and he says, look, does this cause you to stumble? He says, just wait. Oh, just wait. This causes you to stumble? Just wait. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. And the Christian Protestant church and the Catholic church has converted faith in Jesus Christ into a man-made religion. We said, we don't want to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, resentment. So forget Jesus Christ. Forget what he said. Forget Jesus Christ, the original. We want Jesus Christ 2.0. He's kinder. He's gentler. He accepts everybody. He loves everybody. He loves the homosexual. He's a Jew. And you lie about the master. You slander the master. You slander him and you lie about him and you make him to be somebody he's not, and you deceive him. You become the false prophet that deceives the whole world. Church. And the beast roams about on the earth. And you act as a false prophet backing up the beast. John chapter 7. The Jews were seeking to kill him. Who? Jesus Christ. The Jews were seeking, and you've got Protestant Baptist pastors falling over themselves to say that the Jews were not guilty of the murder of Jesus Christ. You're terrified of the Jew and you're ashamed of the Word of God. You sided with Judas Iscariot. You joined the fraternity of Judas Iscariot, which is very large. It's full of men called, chosen, blessed, anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Healing the sick, casting out devils. Lord, Lord, did we not preach in your name? Did we not cast out the devils? And like Judas Iscariot, they sided with the Jews. They sided with the Jews because they're terrified. They're terrified of the Jew, and they don't want to be accused of washing their hands wrong. You're washing your hands wrong. You can't say that. It's sexist. It's racist. It's homophobic. It's anti-Semitic. Jesus looks him in the face and said, "You dirty lion snakes. You transgress literally the fifth commandment of God to honor your ancestors in place of all your own traditions and your made-up precepts of man. This is the heart and essence of Judaism, of Talmudism, and where the church is at today in 2023. It's been going that way for centuries, generations now. Oh, we don't want to be racist. Oh, we don't want to be anti-Semitic. We want to wash our hands the right way. And it's garbage. It's garbage. And you leave behind literally the words of the most precious and honorable thing that ever existed in all of creation. The world is supposed to be a crucible for you and I. And if you don't allow it to be a crucible, you're going to destroy yourself for eternity. It's supposed to be hard. Jesus, you think Jesus Christ has an easy life? You think John had an easy life? You think Stephen and Paul and Peter, any of them had an easy life? You think it was easy for Abraham to go up and sacrifice his son on a mountain? Think Joseph had Jeremiah? Who do I need to talk about? But you want friendship with the world. You literally want friendship with the world. It's got nothing to do with smoking your cigarettes either. You're terrified of the devil's little babies and the devil's representatives. You're terrified, and you will renounce, and you already have renounced Jesus Christ. Oh, we don't like that part of Jesus Christ. We're not going to talk about that. Things have changed. Jesus didn't understand. The Word of God's not eternal. The Word of God's not forever. It was just at that time, at that moment. These people were a little extreme. They're kind of extremists and they're kind of anti-Semitic. But, you know, we've gotten beyond that. And the Christian church has done what the Jews did. We don't care what the Word of God says. We got our own man-made traditions. This is what the church is at. This is where the church is at today. And somebody comes along and sings out of tune, and oh my God, everybody's horrified. They're terrified. Oh, I can't. I don't want to be racist and anti-Semitic like Fritz Bergeron. John chapter 7. The Jews are seeking to kill him. 7 verse 13, he was speaking. Nobody was speaking openly of Jesus Christ for fear of the Jews. What, you think this Word of God is gone? You think it doesn't matter anymore? You think the Bible is like, oh, that was back then. It doesn't apply today? You think John chapter 7, verse 13 doesn't apply for them today? Yet no one was speaking openly of what Jesus Christ said every day because they're terrified of the Jew. And you're afraid of the Jews, just like they were in John chapter 7, verse 13. Nobody was speaking openly of Jesus Christ for fear of the Jew. And you've remade Jesus Christ into somebody that he doesn't even know. Oh, Jesus would never be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. No, never, never, never. And he literally, we're going to see this John chapter 8, he looked at the Jews, he says, "You are of your father, the devil." Fritz Berger says it, "Oh, I'm anti-Semitic." I got press from around the world, literally around the world. Am I bragging? Yeah, I'm bragging a little bit. I probably should. Pride cometh before fall. The Jews hate my guts. I get bad press around the world. I'd rather err on the side of the words of Jesus Christ than fearing the children of the devil. You got so many churches, so many Christians, so many pastors they'll err on the side of siding with the Jews and renounce the words of Jesus Christ because they don't want to be called Beelzebul. They don't want to be called Beelzebul. Oh, I got to protect my ministry. I got to feed my family. For fear of the Jews. Jesus Christ, John chapter 7, verse 19. He's looking at the Jews. He says to the Jews, "Why do you seek to kill me?" Oh, but we can't blame the Jews for the death of Jesus Christ, says the modern Christian. Jesus Christ looks at the Jews in context. He uses the word Jew. He says, "Why are you seeking to kill me?" The church, that won't come out of the mouth of the pastors of the churches. It won't do it. There's a few out there. I always got to remember Elijah. "Lord, Lord, I'm the only one left." Jesus Christ sets him down. He says, "Listen, dude, I got 7,000 people out here that have not bowed the knee to Baal. And there's men and women and preachers and churches that will not bow the knee to the Antichrist. They won't do it. Not on the pain of death, they won't do it. Find those men and support them. You got a lot more. This is, oh, we're going to bow our knee to Baal, bow our knee to the Antichrist. I remind you of the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How come in the entire empire of Babylon, there's three men, four men if you include Daniel, that wouldn't bow their knee to the idol in the plain? How come there wasn't 4 million out there they're going to throw into the furnace? How come there was only four? Why was there only four? Why not 4 million to throw into the furnace of fire? The crowd answers. They look at Jesus Christ. The Jews answered. The crowd, the Jews, they look at Jesus Christ and say, "You got a demon. You're racist. You're anti-Semitic, Jesus. You're anti-Semitic. Oh, you have a demon. You're Beelzebul." What do you think it is today when they call you racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, Nazi, fascist? So some of the people in Jerusalem were saying, "Is this not the man whom they are seeking to kill? Why do you abandon the word of God for some man-made tradition and say, oh, the Jews is not guilty of the death of Jesus Christ?" And the Bible says they are. Even the Jews say, "Hey, this is the dude they're trying to kill." So who is he talking to? He's talking to the Jews. John chapter 8. "You continue in my word, you're disciples of mine." You're going to continue his word or you're going to abandon it? They say, "Oh, we're descendants of Abraham." First of all, they're liars. You want to know who a descendant of Abraham is? In fact, in this case, I'll accept them. They're descendants of Abraham. Many, if not all, at least the vast majority of Jews today are not descendants of Abraham. They're not. They're converts. Their ancestors converted to the Talmud. You want a scriptural basis for it? It's Esther chapter 8, verse 17. Many, many peoples, for fear of the Jews, converted to Judaism. They converted to Judaism. They didn't convert to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They converted to be Jew. And you got all these people call themselves Ashkenazic Jews. Ashkenaz was the son of Gomer, who was the son of Japheth. They're not even Semites. Esau was a son of Abraham, a descendant of Abraham. The Bible says, God says, "I hate Esau. I hate him. I hate him." King Herod was an Edomite. Chapter 8, verse 40. "But as it is, you are seeking to kill me." This is Jesus Christ to the Jews. "You're seeking to kill me." Oh, but the modern church, oh no, we can't say that. That's anti-Semitic to say that the Jews tried to kill Jesus, that they did kill Jesus. The Jews answers, "Do we not rightly say that you're Samaritan and have a demon?" Don't we rightly say that you're anti-Semitic, Jesus Christ? And the church is terrified of being anti-Semitic. So they call Jesus a Jew, and they go around and they as a false prophet, they tell the world that the Jews are God's chosen people. They become a false prophet. They become the false prophet. Oh, the Jews are God's chosen. No, 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 no. Don't have my glasses on. It's hard to see. John chapter 8, verse 44. Jesus Christ looks at the Jews, and he says, "You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil." He says to the Jews, "You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil." Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Jesus Christ is talking to his people, the church. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to the Christians who happen to live in European colonies, the western coast of Anatolia, Greek and Roman colonies. He's talking to the white man. Oh, you can't say that, Fritz. That's racist. He says, "I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you're rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." The world is full of people who call themselves Jews, but they're not. They're a synagogue of Satan. They're spiritual trainees. They woke up one day, generationally speaking. "Oh, we're Jews. We're Israel." They're liars. Those who say they are Jews, but they're not. These people run around claiming to be Jews. They're not. But you know what they are? The people that claim to be Jews, you know what they are? They're the synagogue of Satan. These people that claim to be Jews, but they're not. They're Satan's own synagogue. Don't you remember the prophet? He says, "I'm going to leave your name as a curse, and I'm going to give a new name to my people." It says that in Isaiah 65. I think a couple times in the last few chapters of Isaiah, it says that. It's that you're going to leave it. Your name is a curse, and I'm going to call my people by a new name. Acts chapter 11. Then the disciples began to be called Christians at Antioch. The name of God's people is not Jew. That's a name left as a curse. These people that claim themselves to be Jews, but they're not. Their ancestors converted to the Talmud. And they're Satan's synagogue. The Talmud is inspired by Satan. Y'all worried about some sort of, you know, they're devil worshipers. Yeah, it's called the Jews. It's called the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3. Message to the church in Philadelphia, a European church on the west coast of Anatolia, Greek and Roman colony. "Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not but lie." You got somebody out there that calls himself a Jew? They're of the synagogue of Satan and they lie. "I will make them come down and bow at your feet to make them know that I have loved you." Who? The Christian church. And in Philadelphia, he's speaking to a European people over there. He says, "All these Jews that hate you, I'm going to make them come down and bow at your feet to let them know that I have loved you." I can go on. Church hasn't got this yet. You're not getting rid of me. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com.